Welcome back to the Roundtable Yidstock 2014, the Festival of New Yiddish Music. We'll bring to stage at the Yiddish Book Center the top names in klezmer and new Yiddish music.
The bands include the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Nigunum Trio, the Klezmatics, Daniel Kahn and the Painted Bird, and Frank London's Klezmer Brass All-Stars with Eleanor Riesa.
Also on the bill are Yiddish dance workshops, Yiddish song workshops, lectures, and more. To tell us more, we welcome Seth Rogovoy, who is the program organizer for Yidstock. It's always great to have you here, sir.
Joe.
Good morning, Seth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. We also he's staying on, and we're thrilled. Aaron Lansky, the Yiddish Book Center's founder and president, thank you for being with us. Aaron, always a pleasure. And we also welcome Susan Bronson, executive director, who serves as executive director of the Yiddish Book Center. The idea for Yidstock was conceived by Susan, who launched the annual festival in 2012. So the first question is, what have you gotten everyone into?
That's a good question. I ask myself that every year when we're all running around like lunatics trying to get it all together. But, you know, it's all worth it in the end because it is such an exciting festival for us. It brings together these amazing musicians. They all interact in new and exciting ways, and the audience just loves it. They come from all over the country.
And you sell out.
We sell out. So we're really just thrilled and excited by how well it's gone.
The goal was to, and this could be for the two of you, both Aaron and Susan, but the goal was to do what? How to expand what you do here at the center?
Well, you know, we had always done concerts here as Aaron and Alan were discussing earlier, we'd always done concerts here, but, you know, doing a one-off concert is a lot different from pulling together, you know, six or seven amazing groups and having them all here over a few days. And I was anxious to create an energy around what a festival can do as opposed to a one-off concert. And to, you know, create not just an environment where people could come and enjoy the music, but also an environment for the musicians to collaborate in new ways. And that's one of the things Seth can speak to, is how the festival has not only been a great thing for audiences and a way for individual bands to showcase themselves, but also a way for these musicians who are doing so many new things with Yiddish music to come together in new and different ways and continue to revitalize the culture. So I think we had a number of goals, and I'm really thrilled to say that I think it's really paying off for us.
So Seth, I wanted to ask you a question because you're a deep thinker and a wonderful man. Here it comes.
Here it comes, deep thinker. Yeah. Put on that thinking cap.
The word Yid, when I was growing up, was it was like calling somebody a bad name.
A derogatory term.
There's the Yid, So now we have Yidstock. Talk to this.
Yeah, it's a great question, and there's a lot actually to be said about it. I will get around at the end to explaining how we came to call it that. But, you know, there's when I was learning about a lot of this culture and the way the language was used, when you would meet somebody, a friend, and, you know, like we say, how are you? Hey, Alan, how are you? What you would say in Yiddish is, Vos macht die Yid?
Yeah.
Meaning, literally, how does a Jew do? Okay? or make. So that's the literal meaning of the term. In other words, that Yid was just within the culture itself, another way of referring to another Jew, another person, really, because they lived in these, you know, insular environments where everybody was a Yid. So it was not. Now, you're right. Then the term got kind of turned around and used against us. But as we see in lots of different cultures, you take it back and you make it yours.
Yeah, but you resent it when somebody from the outside does it. So, for example, people in the black community will use the N-word, but nobody would dare, in their right minds,
right,
use it against them.
Right.
But here we have the word Yid being used by this wonderful group, but there are still probably people out there who are using it in a negative way.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But the other thing is that, you know, it represents very much what this festival is about, because it's about retaking our culture, which in a lot of ways was attempted to be taken away from us. It's an obvious playful play on the term Woodstock, which was a festival of a specific social culture.
All the stocks.
And finally, the most important thing to know about the name Yidstock is this was a tossed off joke by none other in a meeting by none other than Aaron Lansky. It was his idea. He never thought, he never meant it seriously.
He all seems very proud of it now.
Yes, but I didn't think we would dare use it. It really was a joke. And Seth said, yeah, that's pretty good. That's what it'll be. And so here it is, and here we are.
Yeah, for a while, we were coming up with lots of names. And, you know, it just kept coming back to that thing that Aaron said actually is the best.
Aaron, any second thoughts?
Are you kidding? No, it's a great decision, and Seth has perfect instinct on this.
Have you received any concern? Was there any or no?
Actually, none. It was a conversation, you know, and was it the right? And you know, we actually, I think I'm accurate in saying, other than you raising it today, we actually have had no complaints or concerns.
And of course, the adjectival form of that is Yiddish, which is certainly okay to use. So Alan, the Y word has been reclaimed. We're okay.
Great. Yeah. Well, I'm relieved.
All right. So let's talk about Yidstock 2014, the Festival of New Yiddish Music. So Seth, in programming this, well, first of all, talk a little bit about how it has grown over the last couple of years since 2012 and what you've come up with this year.
Right. Well, it's grown in every way. It's certainly grown in length, in number of concerts, in diversity of activities. Picking up on what Susan was saying about, you know, what did we want to do here with the festival? You know, we've always had concerts. What you can do with a festival is you can provide people with more than just a concert. You can provide them with an overall context for the culture. So that includes, and we keep expanding on this every year, some talks or lectures, if you want to call them that. I don't like the term lecture. It sounds,
no.
You know.
Talk is good.
Talk.
Discussion.
Talks about the music or about the culture, workshops. So, for example, we've got we started these dance workshops last year, and we've expanded them this year. We have brought in for the entire festival the world's greatest instructor of Yiddish folk dance. 2-hour workshops during the day. He's at every concert to help encourage and foster.
Can we do that?
Dance.
Sure. Sure, anything you like.
That sounds fun. Let's do that, Alan. Come on. Okay.
We'll get you in there.
All right.
So there's also instrumental klezmer. You can bring your harmonium or whatever it is that you've been playing lately. And our instructor, Brian Bender, will teach you how to play klezmer on your Irish flute.
Okay.
Or pipe or illan pipe.
Any instrument you play, in other words.
Yes. Brian.
So if I'm a violinist,
absolutely.
I can bring the violin in.
Well,
yeah. Say it. Okay.
Violin is easy.
That goes without saying.
Clarinet is easy, you know. But now, you know. What about the word Jew's harp?
Good God.
I wanted to ask a question seriously. You know, Arlo Guthrie's sister, Nora, has become a real collector of Yiddish songs, and it turns out that Woody Guthrie was writing a lot of them, and they have been, you know, set to music and used. Have you guys done anything with that?
Do you want to speak to that institutionally?
I think you know this, Alan, that, you know, Marjorie Guthrie, Arlo's mother, Woody's widow.
And Jewish.
Not just Jewish, but the daughter of Eliza Greenblatt, who was one of the great Yiddish poets and songwriters.
Right,
and Marjorie was one of our original supporters. She called me up once. She said she had books to donate. I didn't know who she was. We go out to the family house in Howard Beach. And we go down the basement. On one side of the basement are all of Eliza Greenblatt's papers, and on the other side are all of Woody Guthrie's papers. What a great American moment that was. And Marjorie is one of our original supporters, original funders here, and helped get all this off the ground.
Oh, that's great.
You know, what happened was the Klezmatics, who are performing on Saturday night in a sold-out concert, although there are several opportunities to see Several members of the Klezmatics doing other things, which is what we love about these festivals. Everybody has side projects. So, for example, today at 5 o'clock, you can see the Nagunim Trio featuring the Klezmatics' beautiful singer Lauren Sklomberg and trumpeter Frank London. You can see a bit of the Klezmatics at 5 o'clock today, or then Sunday evening at 7:30, you can see the Frank London's Klezmer Brass All-Stars with Frank and other members of the Klezmatics. But anyway, what happened was, you'll recall, because I think you were probably there as I was, that a number of years ago, when all these bands were touring with Yitzhak Perlman, they came to Tanglewood. And after the show, somebody came up to, it was Perlman himself said to Nora Guthrie, who was there at the show, so how did you like the Klezmatics version of your grandmother's song? Because what the Klezmatics had done, this was total coincidence, several years before, is they had taken an Aliza Greenblatt poem and put it to music. So that kind of was the, the light bulb moment. And another funny thing, I mean, I knew about this for a long time, and it was very quiet. Not a lot of people knew about it. It just never had come up. When my book was in manuscript, and you know how when you write a book, you want to get people to read it before it gets published, and maybe you can have them say something about it. Well, if you look at my book today, when it came out, on the cover, there's a quote from a very famous person. And that person is Arlo Guthrie, because I sent him the book, because I knew, I think at that point, I knew more than he knew. And he told me he learned so much about his background and his family. So on the cover of The Essential Klezmer, it says, "A lot more than essential, Arlo Guthrie." It's just such an Arlo Guthrie thing to say. A lot more than essential, you know? I mean, you could think about that for a long time, and that's the way Arlo's mind works.
It does. It does.
So what do we have to look forward to over the next few days?
Okay, so you've got this immersion in the culture, in the dance, in the singing. There's a song
workshop. We
should note,
you started last night. Everything went wonderfully. You had a wonderful event last night, and then you continue
Absolutely. Tonight
throughout the weekend.
Absolutely. So today we have a couple of talks. Hank Osnetsky is going to give a talk. I'm going to give a talk. Those are sold out. You probably stand outside the room and try to listen in. Maybe you can catch a little bit.
Maybe you should get a speaker out there.
Maybe we can do that. There's a dance workshop at 1 o'clock, and then, as I said earlier, the Nagunim Trio at 5 o'clock. There are still tickets for that one, and that features two members of the Klezmatics, who you are out of luck. You can't see them Saturday night because they're all sold out. But we have dance workshop at 2 o'clock on Saturday, along with the instrumental workshop. Sunday we have this great. I love the Sundays because it's a long day of lots of different concerts. So there is a Yiddish song workshop in the morning, which I believe is sold out.
Yes, it's sold out.
But the concerts start out. This is so exciting. We've never done this before, but for the first time, we were able to actually, there's a very big klezmer and Yiddish music movement in Europe.
Right.
So we were able to bring one of the number one bands from Europe for the first time, specifically to come to Yitzhak. So it was already an international music festival in the sense that the music is international. But now we actually have this great band from Europe called Daniel Kahn and the Painted Bird at 1 o'clock performing.
What's the significance of the Painted Bird, Seth?
The Painted Bird is, they're a Yiddish folk punk cabaret group. They call themselves Alienation Klezmer. So that's where the Painted Bird comes in.
I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, then at 4 o'clock, there's this
kind of lost me at punk.
One wonderful group called Basia Schechter Songs of Wonder. Some people know Basia Schechter from her group Pharaoh's Daughter, which is very well known, sort of world beat Middle Eastern Jewish music. But what Basia has done with Songs of Wonder is she's taken the poetry of the great philosopher, rabbi, and poet Abraham Joshua Heschel.
Of course.
Now, You'll remember.
No, I mean that. I know
okay,
that.
No,
oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at all the photographs of Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, walk in all the rallies and in all the marches, and hand in hand with him was Abraham Joshua Heschel. He was a great man, but he was also a poet. So what Basia has done is taken his Yiddish poetry and put it to music very much in the way that she does. And then finally, do we have...
We have time for the final.
Time for the finally, the whole festival. The curtain comes down at 7:30 with Frank London's Klezmer Brass All-Stars, which we've had them before, and they are just a riotous. It's like New Orleans meets Balkan brass meets Brazilian percussion with Eleanor Risa, who is one of the world's greatest Yiddish actors and cabaret performers. So, and all of these things are tied in with dancing. We'll have Steve Weintraub fostering and encouraging dancing. We have a special dance floor in the so that's all we've got going on between now.
Just
can't
a few
you
things
do just a little bit more. That's great.
Yiddishtag 2014, the Festival of New Yiddish Music, runs through Sunday. For more information, visit yiddishbookcenter.org, yiddishbookcenter.org. Seth Rogovoy, Aaron Lansky, and Susan Bronson, thank you so much for being with us. An absolute delight to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Up next, we are welcomed by the Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to the Roundtable's Yiddishtag 2014 live broadcast from the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst on WAMC.